While many Kuskokwim fishermen voice frustration with only a few gillnet openings this summer, other fishermen use dip nets to keep fishing through the closures. Two dip netters called into KYUK's weekly fish talk show to share tips they've learned this season. Alan Joseph began dip netting near Bethel a few years ago. When he started, it wasn't going well.
It was disappointing because I was catching nothing except maybe two whitefish.
Joseph was so discouraged that last year he didn't touch his dip net. But this summer, he decided to give it another try, so he called up some good friends on the Yukon.
They suggested dip netting along sandbars or shorelines, and that fish like to run next to them.
For years, Yukon fishermen have been restricted to dip nets to conserve king salmon. The salmon can then be released alive and healthy, unlike fish caught in gill nets. Over the years, the Yukon fishermen have become savvy with their nets.
And you know what? I had really good results. I got a lot of salmon.
The key, Joseph says, is fishing when there are lots of fish in the water. Joseph watched the numbers from the Bethel test fishery to know when to go out. You can find that information on the Alaska Fish and Game website. When Red and Chum numbers jumped, so did Joseph.
I think the most I got so far is about 50 salmon in 2 days, keeping only red salmon and letting the chums go.
Throughout the summer, Joseph kept improving, sometimes catching two or three fish at a time, and he developed some savvy tricks of his own.
I use a stick or a screwdriver in the oarlock to support the dip net in the current.
The mouth of his net faces downstream to intercept the fish moving upstream. Fishing, he says, is best during the incoming tide, but works in eddies during the outgoing tide.
And I found it's easier to dip net from a stationary boat, so I just park along the shore or anchor in the water near the bank, about 20, 40 feet from the bank.
It's a little more effort than gill nets, but the quality of the meat is better. Joseph's fish are fresh, feisty, flopping on the boat with no bruises or net marks. And his favorite part about dip nets, he doesn't have to wait for openings. Joseph just waits for the fish. Another dip netter called into the show to share how he'd built his own dip net. It cost him about $50. That's way less than a new dip net from a store, which can run up to hundreds of dollars. The caller used electrical metal tubing for the frame. That's the metal tubing that holds electrical wires in buildings. For the net, he bought a replacement. Exact dimensions can be found on the State Fish and Game Department website. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.